Hi there, welcome to episode 2 of I've Got Hope. It's nice to have you back. So as a recap in the last episode, I had the chance to introduce myself and the reason behind the creation of this podcast. I'd like to take a few minutes to share that it's not easy choosing to talk so publicly about a major life event that can be super personal and a situation that we kept relatively quiet for so long. My husband is a pretty private person, and in talking with him about my idea to create this podcast, he was a little intimidated, but he understood why it was important, therapeutic, and a passion of mine, regardless of how personal the content could be. I'm lucky to have such a supportive person in my life, and this past year, I've realized that more every day. In the past, my husband also experienced a lot of the negative emotions that can go along with difficulty conceiving a child, and he agreed that if we could help at least one other couple to feel more prepared for IVF and less alone, that it was worth it. I did promise I wouldn't share every embarrassing detail that happened to us along the way, but I would focus on the most important pieces to our story. So let's get into it. My first decision to see a reproductive endocrinologist came in July 2020 after about 10 months of trying to get pregnant. The doctor was recommended to me by a friend, and from the beginning I could tell that we were in great hands. He was thorough, calming, supportive, and the very first time that we spoke, he told me with confidence that my husband and I were going to have a baby. I didn't realize at that time just how long each phase of this process would take, but for the first time, I felt hopeful, and the months of frustration, disappointment, and jealousy began to drift away. I realize now that there really is no shame in feeling these emotions. No matter how hard it is to push them out, they often creep back in when you least expect it. But the beautiful thing about hope is that it helps to make these negative emotions feel less powerful, and it helps you to stay a little more grounded and focused on your goals. Over a period of 7 months, we completed blood work, sonograms, genetic testing, and some other invasive procedures to investigate a little further into what was going on. Keep in mind that all of this was taking place during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, which not only changed the way doctor's appointments took place, but significantly impacted all of our lives in more ways than one. Like so many other people, we grew extremely tired of restrictions, limited interactions with family and friends, and the uncertainty of when life would allow us to regain a sense of normalcy again. It wasn't easy feeling so out of control in every aspect of our lives, not only in our day-to-day routines, but also in our inability to get pregnant. While the vaccine rollout has definitely provided a sense of comfort and made many of us feel like we are finally moving forward in some way, it was confirmed for us back in February that our best chances of conceiving would be through IVF, which is a path that we had been anticipating for quite some time. It was still a surreal moment being told that it was happening and that we were moving forward finally after so many months of feeling like we were falling behind. I'd like to focus in for a second on that concept. When you have a plan and an expectation to do something, and it takes a while to get there, it's really easy to get caught up in your age, lifestyles of peers, and having concerns that too much time is being wasted. I often found myself comparing my timeline with others my age, and with every baby announcement that flashed across social media, I fell deeper and deeper into a belief that we would never actually get there. I realize now just how unhealthy that mindset was. I've grown to accept that our story is different, and we are on a journey to create a baby at a time that is meant to be for us. While I'm eager and excited to finally be entering a phase where a team of people are ready to begin helping us, I still feel really intimidated by the process, how I'm going to feel week after taking medications and injections, and just how successful it's all going to be in the end. We have an IVF consultation this week, which I am sure will be very informative, and I plan to provide as many details as I can from that experience in order to provide even more guidance to my listeners eager to learn the same. One of my best friends had a beautiful baby girl recently. I could see through the picture of her holding her newborn the strong level of love and protection that already exists inside of her. There is no doubt that the love of a parent to a child is one of the most powerful types of love there is. But it also seems possible that the love also starts building from the moment that a couple decides to conceive a child, and from the moment that they decide that they are ready to put everything into creating that new life. I'm eager for us to continue building that love for our future baby, And I know that's every day we are getting a step closer, and so are you. That is all for now. See you next time.